This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes sailed through the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race, thanks in part to his progressive record and prominent liberal endorsements. But the very things that made him a favorite among the Democratic base have been attacked as liabilities in his campaign against Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Rich Kramer reports.
On a rural St. Croix County farm in mid-September, a small crowd of Democrats have come to rally behind Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is the featured speaker. She praises Barnes and says he would compliment Wisconsin's other senator, Democrat Tammy Baldwin.
And in my mind, you shouldn't have one incredible, awesome, respected U.S. senator out of the state of Wisconsin. You should have two!
Barnes won the Democratic primary for Senate with endorsements from progressive icons like U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Klobuchar is a different kind of Democrat. She's run as a moderate, and at this rally, she's appealing to a different kind of voter.
And you tell your friends whether they are independents, moderate Republicans in this district, a district that has supported Democrats in the past. You tell them our very democracy is on the line.
But in a hyper-competitive state like Wisconsin, that's easier said than done. Since the primary, Barnes has been hit with a wave of Republican attack ads describing him as a radical liberal. And they appear to have made a mark.
The Republicans are putting on a clinic right now.
That's UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky.
They are putting on a case study in how to run an effective negative campaign against an opponent.
The main attacks against Barnes have portrayed him as soft on crime.
Do you feel safe? Mandela Barnes would eliminate cash bail.
Some show video of him suggesting funding from law enforcement can be shifted to pay for social services. Others highlight his calls 4 years ago to cut the prison population in half. Republicans have amplified their message with money. An analysis by the watchdog group Open Secrets shows that between the candidates and outside groups, Republicans have outspent Democrats by roughly $20 million. Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki says despite that, it's still a close race between Johnson and Barnes. He says Democrats at the national level should take notice.
In the 11 elections statewide since Donald Trump won in 2016, the Democratic candidate or the Democratic-backed candidate has won 10 of them. 10 of 11. We know how to win here, but we need the resources to do it.
This month, the Barnes campaign is trying to shift voters' focus back to Ron Johnson. They've run ads highlighting Johnson's long anti-abortion record.
But it's Johnson's views that are alarming. Johnson supported a ban on abortions.
And Barnes has taken that message on the road. During a stop last week at an Eau Claire cafe, Barnes met with a group of women to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. He says Johnson's past votes for a national abortion ban are too extreme for Wisconsin.
The reality is Ron Johnson is just not there for us, and he is not the person to be trusted when it comes to women's health.
The UW La Crosse's Chergosky says the counterattack could mean the race hinges on a sliver of independent voters. He says they'll have to decide whether they see Barnes as a candidate who has said things about public safety that make them uncomfortable, or whether they see Johnson as a candidate out of step with the public on abortion. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR's profile of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson aired yesterday. You can find both stories at WPR.org.